No king. You are the king. You are the ruler.
Doodles Weaver in the press box at Indianapolis for the big race out here. It's a beautiful day for the race. Not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. What a spectacle. Now the boys are coming around the first turn. I believe it's a perfect start. The green flag waves. The starter says, okay, they're bunched together. And there they go!
Welcome to Merrily We Roll Along with M.H. Lee. Today, I thought, why not do a theme that I had floating around for a while? I imagined there would be some recordings, and I wasn't disappointed. We're doing Alice in Wonderland today, and we just opened with the main title from the Walt Disney movie. The actress that played Alice is actually still alive. She's 86 in the Disney's Alice in Wonderland. And for some reason, that surprises me. She must have been so young when that movie released because it was 51, I think. And that's a long time ago. Anyway, Disney's Alice in Wonderland. And that was the opening theme. And that is by the Judd Conlon Chorus. We are now going to hear from the Eddie Jackson Orchestra a track just entitled Alice in Wonderland. We'll follow that with Alice in Wonderland again, but this is How Doth the Little Crocodile on side one, and or part A, I should say. And part B is going to be called Fury Said to a Mouse, and that is from George Baker, I believe. We'll follow that with Mitch Miller and the Sandpipers on Golden Records. And these are some of the better Golden Records I've heard, mainly because they're not singing some weird song that they've invented themselves with a famous IP. they have the rights to some Disney songs. So we're going to hear a lot of these. We're going to break them up, though, a little bit. So we will open with I'm Late and then Alice in the White Rabbit's House. And those are going to both be from Mitch Miller and the Sandpipers on Golden Records. Both have adaptations of Disney music in them, and that's going to help a lot. I actually think this is some of the better Golden Records that we've heard. We've fallen out with Anna Howard and Alice in Wonderland. And there's going to be Harry McDonough on this record as well. I believe that's the name. No, Harry McDonough? Yeah, Dono? Yeah, something very close to that. McDonough, I think. Harry McDonough and Anna Howard with this Alice in Wonderland record. And then we'll go back and complete our little bit of Sandpipers with Mitch Miller with Alice Meets the Caterpillar, Troz Brillig. Troz Brillig is a very weird thing to shove in here because Jabberwock isn't even part of Wonderland. It's part of Through the Looking Glass. They just kind of put it on here. And then I Give Myself Very Good Advice from the Sandpipers and the Caucus Race, which are going to both be adaptations of Disney. Keep listening here on Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee. We'll continue with more Alice in Wonderland stuff.
Started violently, dropped the white kid gloves on the fan, and scurried away into the darkness as hard as he could go. Alice took up the fan and gloves, and as the hall was very hot, she kept fanning herself all the time she went on talking. Dear, dear, how queer everything is today. I wonder if I've been changed in the night. And she began thinking over all the children that she knew that were of the same age as herself, to see if she could have been changed for any of them. I'm sure I'm not Ada, she said, for her hair goes in such long ringlets, and mine doesn't go in ringlets at all. And I'm sure I can't be Mabel, for I know all sorts of things, and she knows such a very little. I'll try and say, how doth the little... And she crossed her hands on her lap as if she were saying lessons and began to repeat it. But her voice sounded hoarse and strange, and the words did not come the same as they used to do.
How doth a little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spread his claws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws.
I'm sure those are not the right words, said poor Alice. And her eyes filled with tears again. You promised to tell me your history, you know, said Alice, and why it is you hate C and D, she added in a whisper, half afraid that it would be offended again.
Mine is a long and a sad tale, said the mouse, turning to Alice and sighing.
It is a long tale, certainly, said Alice, looking down with wonder at the mouse's tail. But why do you call it sad? And she kept on puzzling about it while the mouse was speaking. So that her idea of the tale was something like this.
Fury said to a mouse that he met in a house, let us both go to law, I will prosecute you. Come, I'll take no denial, we must have a trial, for really this morning I've nothing to do. Said the mouse to the cur, such a trial, dear sir, with no jury or judge, would be wasting our breath. I'll be judge, I'll be jury, said cunning old Fury. I'll try the whole cause and condemn you to death, condemn you to death, condemn you to death. You to death.
Alice was sitting on the riverbank with her cat, whose name was Dinah, when all of a sudden they saw a white rabbit hurrying along through the grass.
Meow.
Meow.
Oh, Dinah, it's nothing but a rabbit with a waistcoat. And a what?
Oh, my fur and whiskers. I'm late.
Now, this is curious, a talking rabbit. And what could a rabbit be late for? Please, Mr. Rabbit, wait. Wait.
No. I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. And when I wait, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why, you see, I'm old. Do. I'm in the rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late.
But where are you going, Mr. Rabbit? Mr. Rabbit, please wait.
I'm late.
He's late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. He's late.
When I wait, I lose the time I save.
Please, Mr. Rabbit, wait. Oh, dear, it must be an awfully important date, like a party or something. Mr. Rabbit, wait for me. Please wait.
No. You see, I'm overdue. I'm really in the stew. No time to say goodbye, hello. I'm late.
Why is that white rabbit in such a hurry?
Because he's late. He's late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. He's late. And when
he waves. He's lost the time he saves. His fuzzy ears and whiskers take him too much time to shave. He runs and then he hop, hop, hops, if only he could fly. There's danger if he dares to stop, and here's the reason why. You see, he's overdue. He's in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, he's late, he's late, he's late. He's late, he's late, so late.
Well, now I know. Mr. Rabbit sent me to his house to find his gloves, but all I could find is this jar of cookies. Mmm, they're good. But oh dear, I'm beginning to grow. It must be because of the cookie I ate. I'm getting bigger and bigger and bigger. My head hit the roof.
Now you see here, Marianne. Help, assistance, monster.
What seems to be the trouble, Mr. Rabbit?
Oh, Mr. Dodo, there's a monster in my house.
Steady, old chap. You'll just leave everything to me and my friend Bill, the lizard.
What are you going to do?
We'll roast the blighter's toes.
We'll toast the bounder's nose. Just fetch that gate, we'll make it clear.
That monsters aren't welcome here.
Without a single doubt. We'll smoke the blighter out.
Side by side we'll stand. We'll
song the caterpillar sang to me when I was only 3 inches tall. He was very nice and tried to help me, but then...
A-E-I-O.
To a butterfly and flew away. I was all alone and wondering what to do when I heard a strange, funny song.
"'Twas Brillig and the Slithy Toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe."
Why, what's that? Who's that singing? Why, you're a cat!
A Cheshire Cat.
Oh, then perhaps you can tell me which way to go.
That depends on where you want to get to.
But it doesn't matter, you see.
Then it doesn't matter which way you go.
'Twas Brillig and the Slithy Toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe.
Alice grew tired of chasing that funny white rabbit all over Wonderland and decided to go home. But she lost her way and found herself in a strange forest. She sat down on a rock and began to cry.
Oh dear, I shall never find my way out of this place. Well, when one is lost, I suppose it's good advice to stay where you are until someone finds you. Good advice. Maybe if I'd listened earlier, I wouldn't be here. That's just the trouble with me. I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. That explains the trouble that I'm always in. Be patient is very good advice, but I've always been so curious, and I love to know the why and where and when. Stop to reason, but there will be a price to pay someday, someday. I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. Will I ever learn to do the things I should? Wonderland. I fell down a deep rabbit hole, and then I drank a strange liquid that made me so tiny that I floated through a keyhole and a pool of tears. Yes, right through a keyhole into Wonderland. And there, besides the Wonderland sea, I saw many funny animals. There was an owl and a pelican and a lobster, and funniest of all was the dodo.
Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, tiddly-up-pom, tiddly-up-dee. There now, me hearties, we're ready to begin the caucus race.
Please, Mr. Dodo, what is a caucus race?
Well, by Jove, little girl, it goes like this. Everybody take their place before we start the caucus race. With your wings and feet and fins, soon the race begins. Bugs and birds caught in the rain will race until they're dry again. When you hear them sneeze and cough, they're off.
They're off! They're off!
Forward, backward, inward, outward, bottom to the top. Makes no difference where you run as long as you don't stop. Since there is no finish line, you might wear out your shoes. But when the race is over, no one ever seems to lose. Prizes!
Prizes! Prizes! Prizes! Prizes! Backward, forward, skipping, hopping through the slidey toes. Some will take a rowboat when they reach the furrow goes.
Run in a race, pretend you're chasing pretty butterflies. Hail the caucus race where everybody wins a prize.
Hail the caucus race where everybody wins a prize. Hail the caucus race where everybody wins a prize.
¶¶
like that version of the Caucus Race, mostly because I really like the original Disney song, but I've always struggled to understand what's being sung because of the manic energy of that. So somehow that version is cleaner. Mitch Mitchell and the Sandpipers, all of these here that we just heard in that set we had, I Give Myself Very Good Advice. Alice Meets the Caterpillar. Before that, Anna Howard and MacDonough. And that was actually not Mitch Mitchell, but we had Mitch Mitchell with Alice in the White Rabbit's House, and I'm Late, and yeah, we had a lot of Mitch Mitchell and his Sandpipers. We're going to change things up with a song called Mad Hatter from the New Century Orchestra, and then hear some things from the Looking Grass. We'll have the Walrus and Carpenter, Donovan. We'll have the Jabberwocky. That's going to be Cream Calder. And then the Soup Song, which is sung by the Mock Turtle. And I believe the Mock Turtle is in Wonderland. But there's something very odd about these two songs. The Jabberwocky song by Cream Calder is just kind of really odd. And the Soup Song is very Baroque. And I just think this is a very odd record. We'll follow that with two tracks from the Disney movie. Apparently there are a ton of tracks from the Disney movie that were never released, pieces of them reused, but recorded. So I guess the Disney vault is sitting on so much Alice in Wonderland stuff that we're just probably never going to see. We'll have Painting the Roses Red, and then we'll have the trial and the end of the movie. Closing from that with Fawn from Tom Waits. Fawn being off of Tom Waits' album, Alice, which is sort of a really grim retelling of Alice in Wonderland. Hey, thanks for listening. Tune in next week and we'll play something new. Been adjusting the mic today, so if it seems a little off, it's because I just moved and I'm trying to get everything set up. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. presenta the Grand Circle, la prima del mondo, la gran successo. Giuliano Vittorio, fantastico, magnifico, spettacolare.
Here Alice ventured to interrupt.
If it's very long,
she said, as politely as she could,
would you tell me first which road?
Tweedledum smiled gently and began again.
The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd, because it was the middle of the night.
The moon was shining sulkily, because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done.
It's very rude of him,
she said,
to come and spoil the fun.
The sea was wet as wet could be, the sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead, there were no birds to fly. And the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand.
If this were only cleared away, the wheel,
they said,
it would be grand.
If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose,
the walrus said,
that they could get it clear?
I doubt it,
said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear.
Oh, oysters, come and walk with us,
the walrus did beseech.
A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than four, to give a hand to each.
The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed.
But four young oysters hurried up all eager for the treat.
You've lost it.
But four young... You gotta give us a chord. Oh. You get the go. Kring. One, two,
okay. Kring.
Okay. One, two, three. But four young oysters hurried up all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd because, you know, they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them, and yet another four. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more. All hopping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so. And then they rested on a rock conveniently low. And all the little oysters stood and waited in a row.
Wait a bit.
Sorry, I didn't let you start. Go
yeah.
On. But wait a bit.
Oh, come on, get it together now. Come on.
Two, three. But wait a bit. The oysters cry before we have our chat. For some of us are out of breath, and all of us are fat.
No worries.
Said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that.
No bread,
the walrus said,
is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, God, besides, are very good indeed. If you're ready, oysters, dear, we can begin.
Us. The oysters cry, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do.
The night is fine,
the walrus said.
Do you admire the view? Was so kind of you to come, and you are very nice.
The carpenter said nothing but,
"Cat's another slice. I wish you were not quite so deaf. I've had to ask you
it
twice."
It seems a shame,
the walrus said,
"to play them such a trick. After we brought them out so far and made them trot so quick."
The carpenter said nothing but,
"the batter's spread too thick.
I weep for you,"
the walrus said.
"I deeply sympathize."
With sobs and tears he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes.
"Oh, oysters," said the carpenter, "you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again?"
But answer came there now, and this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten everyone. They'd eaten everyone.
Was the Reed and the Spidey Toad, did Gyre and Gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths Riddick and the Spidey Toad, did Gyre and Gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths.
the paws that catch, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the doo-doo bird and shun the broom bandersnatch. The broom bandersnatch. His vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he saw. So rested he by the tumtum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in love he saw he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes aflame, came whistling through the tulgey wood. And burbled as it came, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through and through, and through and through, the barber blade went sick to sleep. The barber blade went sick to sleep. He left it as it, and pulled the herd, and went galumping back. And went galumping back, and went galumping, back. And at last thou stayed the Jabberwock, and through my arms, my beamish boy, oh, glad to say, halloo, hooray, he chortled in his joy. Oh, precious day, a look away, he chortled in his joy. Was pretty, and the sky beholds it fair and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome
soon, 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 soon,
beautiful, beautiful soul. Beautiful soul, beautiful soul.
The white roses by mistake, and
the queen, she likes some red. If she saw white instead,
she'd raise a fuss,
and each of us would quickly lose his head.
Goodness,
since this is a thought we dread, we're painting the roses red.
Oh dear, then let me help you. Painting the roses red.
We're painting the roses red. Don't tell the queen what you have seen or say, that's what we said. But we're painting the roses red.
Yes, painting the roses red.
Not pink,
not green,
not aquamarine.
We're painting the roses red.
Dear, and make your wish come true.
A very merry birthday to you.
now and here we go again. No one ever loses and no one can ever win. Backward, forward, outward, inward, bottom to the top. Never up again.
Off with her head. Off with her head.
Thank you.
brother's much worse off than you.
If a load of trouble should arise,
laugh and say it's great to be alive.
Keep your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up. Let that laughter come through. Do stand up on your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Funny side up, up. Let that laughter come through. Do if you meet with gloom, don't fall down, go boom. Keep your sunny side, keep your funny side, keep your sunny side up. Too many frowns can hide the brightest disposition. As sure as clouds can darken the dawn.
Ladies and gentlemen, life for a few nice jingles.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you.
I serve beer to my 4-year-old daughter and my 6-year-old son at the supper table.
Down in the jungle room.
Music starts at 7:30 with Go-Go Girls, dance contests, and cash prizes, and the game room opens.
Down in the jungle room.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Once again, we are back on a Friday morning. Thanks to the wonderful M.H. Lee for laying down more of those swinging old-time jams. And now we're going to get rolling with Live from Sheena's Jungle Room with your main man, Mr. Fab, your lover, your friend, your jockey O-Discs. And what a show we got for you today. It's another jam-packed episode. We're going to have some rock and roll for monsters and by monsters. We're going to take you on a psychedelic trip. And then we're going to blast you off into outer space. Yes, a return of sounds from space. So come on, everybody, belly up to the tiki bar.